こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。文字起こしのテキスト連動自動スクロール、好評いただいています。自動的にテキストが音声と連動して動くようになっているので、まだ使ってない方はぜひ試してみてください。また宿題プランで、リスニング、ディクテーション、シャドーイング、単語、文法などいろんな問題を毎週出題しているので、英語を勉強したいなと思っている方はぜひ試してみてください。また広告を出していないので、皆さん口コミでバイリンガルニュース気に入っていただいた方は、ハッシュタグバイリンガルニュースなどを使っておすすめしていただけると大変助かります。ありがとうございます。
ざます。
1個目、 Journal of Social and Personal Relationships に掲載されたラトガース大学の研究で、子供を作ったことを後悔している人たちのサブレディットから85件の投稿を分析し、後悔している理由やそもそも子供を作ることになった理由を探りました。後悔の理由は時間や人間関係の犠牲など様々でしたが、子供を持つという意思決定につながった要因として FOMO、 Fear of Missing Out が確認され、これはこれまでの研究では考慮されていませんでした。
In a study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, researchers at Rutgers University analyzed 85 posts in a subreddit where people expressed that they regret having children.The researchers investigated the reasons for this regret, as well as what led these individuals to have children in the first place. Various reasons for regret were found, such as having to sacrifice time and relationships. One notable finding was that FOMO was a factor that led some people to decide to have children, something that had not been considered in past research.
So, まあうちの番組で何回も出てきてるけど、FOMO。Fear of missing out っていうのは、だから何か自分がミスしてるんじゃないか、他の人が、得ている楽しみとか幸福とかを自分が逃しちゃってるんではないかっていう、まあ恐怖感みたいとか焦りとかそういうことだよね。
Is anyone using that term in Japanese yet? Or
いや、日本では多分誰も使ってないんじゃないかね。広がってない気がする、英語でしか。もう何年もね経ってるから別に新しい言葉ではないんだけど、もはや要はみんながやってるから自分もやっといた方がいいのかなみたいなね、自分が知らない楽しみをみんなが楽しんでるんじゃないか、自分が置いてかれてるんじゃないかみたいなことだけど、子供を作ることに関してもみんながやってるから自分もやっといた方がいいのかなみたいな理由で作って、まあ別にそれが理由じゃないと思うけど、まあ後悔している人の中にはそういう理由で子供を作った人が結構いるっぽいっていう。
We don't really know how many of these people there are, right? Or I guess that's not really the focus of this research, right?
うん、そうね。定量的なスタディではないから、ただまあ population collapse とか abortion ban の話とか、まあ、いろんなそういう reproductive、 そういう何、子供を産む産まないとか、少子化とかそういう話の中で、まあ考慮せねばならない一つのファクターですよねっていう。だからここでは、カウンセラーとかポリシーメーカーとか、あとはフェンスセッターズ、その子供を作るか作らないかフェンスの上にいる人、決めようかな、どうしようかなっていう人たちに、まあ、何かこういう practical implications がありますよねっていうのが書いてあった。
Well, is as someone who has a child, is the FOMO legit?
Maybe.
And most parents seem.
Oh, you mean for people who don't have children?
Like this?
Like towards them, or?
Oh, by legit, I mean like, are they correct to have that fear? You know? Like, sure, some people regret it. I mean, I'm not even sure if regretting it is like okay to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so ここではね、その、まあ、自分の子供を目の前にして、その子供がいる、この子を後悔するとかっていう聞き方ではなくて、その人生をやり直せるとしたら、子供をもう一回作りますか作らないですかって聞いたときに、まあ、人生をやり直せるなら子供は作らないかなって答える人がアメリカは 7%、 ドイツは 8%、 ポーランドは 13% なんだって。13% 結構すごくないと思ったけど、そうだからまあなんていうの、その今いることを悔やむっていうよりかはどういうものかを知ってたら、知った上でもう一回やるかって聞かれると、まあそれはちょっといいかなっていう人はまあ確かにいるわけだよね。だからそういう人がそもそも最初にどうして子供をじゃあ作ったのかなっていうのを探りましょう。
Well, there's certainly a lot of fantasizing about what life or what your career could have been, you know, without certain sacrifices having been made. And, you know, there are people that have like written a fictional novel of, you know, what they would have gone on to do if they didn't have children, for example.
Like backwards FOMO っていうか、その like had I continued what I was doing ってことでしょ?
Yeah.
I've actually never had that. Because it feels like I already know, right? I've done that and I already know.
Like you've already...
Like I was doing that all my life, like this child-free life. And it feels like I already know what it was like. So...
I think most people feel that way, you know? There is this... So, I don't know what it's called in the field of psychology, but it's commonly understood that people have this feeling that the grass is greener on the other side, you know?
Yeah. The FOMO, でもこれ多分だから新しくはなさそうだよね。その昔はさ、もううちらの親とかその上の世代っていうのはこれぐらいの年齢で結婚してこれぐらいの年になったら子供は2人ぐらいは作って、それでやっとお父さんは一人前ですみたいな、そういう時代じゃん。だから本人がどうしたいかとかはあんまり関係ないし、本当に子供が欲しいかとかもあまり関係ないっていうかさ、もうそういうもんだみたいな。だからそこにやっぱりそこでじゃあ子供ができないと、子供作らないってなると、それこそフォーモーとか、あ、これでいいのかなみたいな、なんかすごい昔は強かったんだと思うけど、周りからのプレッシャーもすごいし。でも今はね、逆にこう、まあ今ここでさ、初めてこの投稿を分析してフォーモーがあった人がいますねっていう話をしてるけど、実際昔と比べたら減ってんじゃないかなと思うけどね。そのフォームがあるから子供を産むみたいな人は昔よりは少なそう。そんなに別に周りからのプレッシャーも昔よりは減ってると思うし、私の周りめちゃくちゃ少子化っていうかさ、なんか子供をあえて作らないみたいな人いっぱいいるんだけど、全然こうフォームを感じてる感はないもんね。They're like, no thank you.
And do you know why that is, or why that has changed in the culture, just generally?
I don't know why it changed. I think part of it is like, まあその個人のね、やりたいことが尊重されるようになったっていうのも大きいだろうし、まあ私の周りは、まあ例えばうちの弟も夫の弟も結婚はしてるけど、選択的に子供は別にいらないみたいな。 だ子供が嫌いなわけじゃないし、うん、できたらできたら考えるのかもしれないけど、まあ、積極的に作ろうとは思わないみたいな、まあ、そういう、ね、大変そうだしみたいな感じのことを言ってるかな。
Do you think that has to do with a shift in sort of family values or family interests versus, you know, individual? It's like, I think there has been a pronounced shift there and a de-emphasis on family. I saw something recently. What were they calling it? Like chosen family or something?Like,
okay.
There's this concept, I think it was some American thing, but it's like, we're family, but we're not related. We're like chosen family.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not adopted. It's like this, I don't know, like, I don't know why they're not just friends and they're family. I don't understand this stuff exactly, but... Okay.There are people that, you know, they don't have...
I kind of understand the sentiment.
They don't necessarily have a strong connection to their own biological family for whatever reason, you know?
I understand that sentiment. Like, 私も別に親戚とかほとんど、ね、仲いい人いないし、自分の血がつながってる家族はもう母が亡くなってから、そんなに喋る人とかがいるわけじゃないから、逆に夫の家族の方が仲いいしよく会うし喋るし、
うん、
あのそれは chosen family じゃんある意味 like I chose my husband and then
well yeah that's
they
not
sort of came with him but
that's
like
that's not what these people are talking about though
yeah but like you know そういうなんか distant relatives とかもそうだけどまあ要は他人だけど、
mm-hmm.
you know I'm choosing them I want to hang out with them and thenMy friends, right? My best friends that I always talk to.
Well, but this isn't like you marry someone and then you spend time with their biological family. This is like, honestly, the video kind of looks like it's a cult or something. Because they're not, one's related.
Right. Oh, like a commune.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you could imagine, you know, like Australian Jesus or Tom Cruise standing in the middle.
Yeah. Honestly, that would be nice too. If you had children, I guess, and especially if you need people that you can fall back on.
I think churches kind of have that structure, depending on the religion, but it's sort of all the members of the church in some religions kind of treat each other like their family. There's a special status there. They don't say...chosen family but it's like you know we're all children of God and so we are family right something like that
まあ自分がね育っていく中ではさ女の子の友達とかと喋ってて結婚したいよねみたいな話はよくしてたしこうあこういうウェディングドレスがいいねとかさこういう人と結婚したいみたいな話をしてたし子供欲しいねみたいなこととかもよく普通にみんな話してたから当然そういうものだってい こうイリュージョンを持って大人になったんだけど実際大人になってみるとめちゃくちゃ少子化を感じるというかそういうあやっぱよく考えた結果いらないわみたいな人が周りに結構いて、ああそれは少子化だよなってでまあ別にその人たちが言ってる話を聞いて、まあ、納得っていうかさまあそういう人もそれはいるよなと思うし
You know, I think a big part of the reason, maybe it's not the main reason, but maybe one big influence on the culture has been social media. And when social media first became very popular, you know, with MySpace or Facebook or whatever, the thing that everyone agreed that they absolutely hated...on social media was pictures of people's children. It was like, everyone would be like, oh my
God.
Everyone's like, oh my God, this person's posting their kid. And it's like, you know, and it's like, I mean,
まあ、それが別に少子化につながるかっていうと、ちょっと、ちょっと私は doubtful と思っちゃうけど。
Well, there's social media content that literally, like, there's memes about the choice to have kids or not, and like how much better it is if you don't, and then you can go out, you know, clubbing or whatever.
I think that the biggest factor is that, もう、まあ、これ高齢出産っていうか、昔はね、高齢と思ったけど、今は普通になったわけだけど、まあ、30代とか30代後半、まあ、人によっては40代とかで産むようになって、それがもう普通になったから、当然親も年取ってるし、親っていうのはその親の親がね、で各家族で別の場所に住んでたりするし、 それまで私たちの親の世代が無料で受けていたchild care support が無料じゃなくなってんだよね。だから、
うん、
it takes a village っていうけど、その village がすごい高額なお金を払わないとサポートしてもらえないから、子育てのハードルがめちゃくちゃ上がっているっていうのは実際そうだと思う、
うん、
助けてもらえる人がいない、もう親も高齢とか、まあ、うちみたいに死んでるとか遠くに住んでるとかで、しかも共働きってなるとやっぱり負担がすごいよね。だからそれを間近に、例えばね、友達とかお姉ちゃんとか親戚とかがやってるのを見て、わあ、自分には無理そうだなって思う人がいっぱいいるのかもしれないなっていうのはすごいあると思う。
WellI understand like that on the individual level, but when you look at different countries and how, you know, birth rates have moved, quite often it's the places where there are, people have far more resources and far more, it seems like they would have more, you know, yoyu to have children. Now, if you ask them if they do, they say it's not that way at all. You know, so there's mm-hmm. like sort of a strange conflict here where, you know, if you go to South America or you go to Africa, like people are having not one child, but many. And, you know, that's normal there. So...
だそういうとこもやっぱり最初に産んでる年齢はすごい低いじゃない
Right, but that's an effect, right? We have to explain that part first.
What part?
So like the average age at which people are giving birth in Japan becoming much higher、
mm-hmm.
is more the effect rather than like the explanation. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like something is causing that, right?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, more women are going to university, more women are getting jobs, so there's no way that, you know, it's unrealistic to expect these women to have children when they're 23 or something, like our parents' generation, like right after graduating from college, right after finishing shukatsu, like it's not when you want to be pregnant really, right? So、
mm-hmm.
so then we kind of have to wait it out, like じゃあもうちょっと仕事覚えてからにしよう、もうちょっとあでここでねプロモートして、あ今だったらちょっともったいないなとか、まあ当然そういうのはあるよね。だからそうすると自分の両親がどんどん年を取ってて、まあ、さっきの話に戻るわけだけど、
うん、
だから高学歴、その学歴がやっぱ上がって仕事をすごいするってなると、当然それとのタイミングとの兼ね合いがあるから、
うん、
でその逆に昔はそのある意味昔っていうか一時期はお金がない人ほど子供がいるみたいな状態があって、まあ国ベースで見ると今はそれは実際あるのかもしれないけど、今身近な周りだけで見るとお金がある人ほど2人3人とか いるよね。やっぱだからそのナニーが雇えるとか、あの ね、掃除とか全部外注してとかお金がある人ほど3人4人いたりするから
Is that statistically true, like in Japan? Because I think
In Japan, I don't know, but in London, like 私調べ私の感覚的には
Okay
3、4人いてで何を雇ってるからできるんだなっていうの人も結構いるし
There was some theory based on this statistic for Japan which I believe indicates that people who have more resources have less children on average I think they were calling it like Yanki Setsu or something. It has some weird name like that, like Yanki theory.
Okay.
So like all the Yanki have the most children. And so over time, within like 3-4 generations, like most of the population of Japan will become, you know, Yanki.
あとギブアップするものがね多いか少ないかっていうのにもよるからギブアップするものがあまりなければそんなに悩むことはないかもしれないけど例えばキャリアとか自分の時間とかギブアップするものが失うものが増えれば増えるほどああどうしようかなってそれはなるよね
You know some people like having regret about adopting a pet or buying a pet is definitely a real thingAnd there are a lot of people that get a pet and they, at some point, they're like, I can't do this. Mm. And they either let the pet go and it becomes a stray or they try to give it to someone else. And there's a lot of harsh judgment upon those people that like buy a pet and then, you know, now it's like,I don't know, 6 months or a year old, and they're like, I can't anymore. And personally, I feel like, like that is a bad thing to do, just generally speaking. I don't know what the rate is of that, but it seems like it could be like 5% or something, maybe higher. But, Yeah, I don't know. That, in my mind, it's like there's this sense of like total responsibility once you like have a child or even adopting a pet. Like I don't know. What do you think? Like do you think that's I mean, like totally unacceptable or it's like,like oh yeah you know you're like maybe the pet's better off that way or something
I mean it is irresponsible but like I do understand that it happens to some people whether it's a pet or even a human child because なんかさ可愛いとかすごい好きっていうポジティブな感情面だけでできてることじゃん子育てなんて自分がかける時間とか労力とか疲労感とかそういうの考えたらさ、その可愛いとか好きとかがあるからできることであるって私は思っててそれががっつり抜け落ちた状態で例えばその作業として同じだけの労力同じだけの時間を使ってこの作業やってくださいって言われたら絶対無理だから
うん
でしかもやるまでどれぐらい大変かって分かんないじゃん私も結構舐めてたと思うし舐めてたっていうかただ分かってなかったと思うし、だから、ね、でやってみないと自分が向いてるか向いてないかも分かんないっていうか
But it's not something you can like test drive or test like,
そうそうそう,
you know?
そうだから昔はそれでも勢いでね周りの流れとかもあるし風潮子供を産むものだみたいなのがあるからあんまり考えずに勢いでできてたっていうのもあると思う結婚もそうだし 子供を作ることもどっちもそうだけど、うん、今はさもっとみんな冷静だし慎重だからいろいろ考えていくとね、あちょっと自分は違うかなって思う人はそりゃいるよね多分。
How does someone know?
だって別にやんなきゃいけないわけじゃないから。
How does someone know if it's them or if it's the child? It seems like you can't really blame the child, right?
Yeah, no.
But there's a huge difference between how difficult babies are. Like enormous,
oh, yeah. So
enormous difference.
I think that part of the reason why we have only one child is because of how my first child was. A lot of people say this, you know? 一人目がすごいおとなしくてもうずっと寝てて、まあ、ある意味楽な方の赤ちゃんだった人ほどやっぱポンって次、まあ、2年ぐらい空けてさ次の子供をそう作ってるの周り調べね私の少ないサンプルだけどで一人目でもつわりがすごかったとか全然寝なくても自分が本当睡眠時間がほとんどなくて死にそうになったみたいな人はやっぱあどうしようかなってなるよねでその結果まあ一人っ子にしたりとかもっと何年か空けて4年5年とか経ってからあやっぱりでももう一回頑張ろうかなとかさって人が周りは多いし私も一人目がめちゃくちゃ死にそうに大変だったからそれを考えるとやっぱり躊躇するっていうかあでもなみたいなあれをもう一回やるのかやめとこうかなみたいなだからそこでもしかして親がまだ若くてね50代とかさで、うん、全然もう手伝うよみたいな感じ一緒にやろうよって感じだったらもしかして全然違うのかもしれないけど親もねどんどん年取ってるし義理の親も年取ってるし自分も年取ってるしってなると昔とは違うよね意識が
Do you think two is like do you have FOMO about having two? Because it's like a whole different thing, right? The sibling thing, you know.
Yeah,
this.
I do. まあその自分の子供が例えば2人いてその2人のがさ一緒にいてね写真撮ったりとかしてそれはすごい可愛いだろうなって思ったりはするし周りで2人3人いるね人とかを見てその子供たち同士がインタラクトしてるのを見てああ可愛いなって思うことはあるけどでもそれでもう1人目を頑張ろうと思うほどではないというかそれよりこう大変だろうなみたいのが強いというか、うん、まあ冷静に考えて2人目、まあ、うちはさ自然にはできようがないからやるとしたら不妊治療しないといけないわけだけど、
うん、
仮にねミラクルで自然にできたらもう絶対それはそれで嬉しいし可愛いのは分かってるんだけど自分の性格と夫の性格と今の生活環境的に今すごいハッピーなんだけど2人目ここで新生児が今来たら総合的な幸福度は一時的に大幅に全員減るだろうなっていうのが想像できてしまう部分はあるっていうか、
うん、
いやだからねすごい喧嘩とかもしそうだよな夫婦喧嘩とかもしそうだし多分みんなのストレスがすごい増加しそうだなとかあるから
うん Are you
そう
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No.
One of my friends, their sister, older sister, is having a child, but she's having a child by herself, just through like a sperm donor, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess that's a trend that is increasing for...women that they want to have a child but they don't necessarily have a partner or want
そうねだからちゃんとこうお金もあってサポートシステムがあればそういうのをねやる人も、まあ、私の周りにも一人いるけど、
うん、
だしそうでもやっぱ産んでみないと分かんない私もだからずっと 2人欲しいなって言ってたの。もう子供の時から自分が2人兄弟だったし、2人欲しい2人欲しいって思ってたんだけど、1人産んでみて、まず自分はさ、肝っ玉母ちゃんみたいなキャラではないってことが分かったし、結構完璧主義なところを捨てられないから、こうマムギルト、すごいマムギルトがあるタイプ。
うん、マムギルト。
Yeah, there are a lot of memes about it, but there is no such thing as dad guilt, and I'm kind of jealous, but...
There might be. Mom guilt. For some.
Mom guilt is real, and... ね、だから自分の子供のことはもう宇宙で一番好きだし、もう自分が死ぬまで一番好きな人間なんだけど、じゃあそれがいっぱいいたらいいかっていうと、そういうわけでもないっていうか、自分がどういうお母さんでいたいかって考えた時に、一人の方が向いてそうだな、なんか優しいお母さんでいれると思ったやっぱ余裕がなくなっちゃうとね。
I think we're gonna have like government issued babies at some point. Like if the whole world goes this, you know, like depopulation wayIt's just a matter of time before there's some sort of new system in place. Because the alternative is just, you know, going extinct, which I don't think
is on the menu. そこのサポートがないからね、別に。その、十分じゃないから。
Of all the things...
負担、個人の負担がすごすぎる。
Mm-hmm. Of all the things...that resources could be spent on by the government. It seems like maintaining the population should be like top three or something. But it, where does it feel like to you? Like top 10 or where is it?
150.
What?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it many times, but it's far from enough, っていうか, it feels like it hasn't even started. And we've been saying this for like decades, right? We saw it coming, but...
Well, so are you talking about Japan specifically, or...
Yeah. 日本.
They're doing more than... Aren't they doing more than most countries? I mean, they certainly should be, but...
I don't think so.だってタックスブレイクとか、そういう、なんていうの、具体的にじゃあどういうサポートがあるかっていうと、
well,
すごい少ない。
Is on the like ku level, right? Not.
そうね、だから控除とかも、だからそのタックス的なあの控除とか免除とかそういうのはもう全然ないし、なんだろう、そういう子供手当とかもさ。ね、その特定のタックスブラケットに入ったらもうそこでないとか、だけどそれがじゃあすごい金持ちならないのかって言われるとそういうわけでもなく、だからいや、その不妊治療とかもね、まあ、やっと保険が適用されてとかそういう話を何回もしてるけど、それも遅いしさ、でもそれだけじゃ足りないというかね、産んだ後が大変だから。そう、なんかホープをね持てる状況じゃないとやっぱり増えないと思うから、産んでも大丈夫そうだなって思えないとなかなか難しいよね。みんな冷静に考えないといけないから、生活のことを。
Well, I've seen, I think we've discussed a survey that found that there are actually many people concerned about having children due to like climate change, for example. And I think since we talked about that, you could add World War III and AI apocalypse.
Yeah. And I have part of that in the back of my head too, like...
World War III or climate change?
Just like uncertainty of the future in general. Like, なんか自分がどれぐらい子供に残してあげられるかなって考えたときに、それをじゃあ複数の子供で分けた方がいいのか、 もう一人に全部リソースを突っ込んだ方がいいのかとかっていうのはやっぱり考えるよね。
But what's like a real threat? Or do you just mean like getting, you know?
まあ、job security とかもちろんそうだし、そのどうなってるのかわからなすぎて、で環境問題もそうじゃん。その、mm. じゃあ今から20年後に。ね、今住んでる場所がそもそも浸水してないかどうかとかそういうこともそうだけどさ、どうなってるか分かんないから、なんだろう、いっぱいいる子供がいればそれだけ不安が大きくなるわけだよね、自分の。
But the strategy was that, you know, you have like 7 childrenAnd then, yeah, something bad happens. And then you have, you know, 2 or 3 left or something. So it's okay. You know what I mean?
うん、なんかその、
It's the old school.
うん、でも一人にかけるコストというか、労力とか、まあ、いろんなものが、多分昔より大きくなってるから、そういうなんか、7人産んで、じゃあまあ2人ぐらい死んでもいいかとか、そういうさ、そういう、リスクを許容できないところに来てるわけだよね、当たり前だけど。
Mm.
だから。
What if World War III started, like, tomorrow?
うん、でもそもそも COVID もあったしね、それでだから病院で、ね、産むにしても立ち会いもできないとかいろいろあったから、それでいろいろ考えたりやめたり諦めたりした人もいただろうし、まあ、私も、ね、ちょうどだから2歳差3歳差とかにしたいんだったら、まさにそういう COVID の真っ最中とか母が死にそうな真っ最中とかに作んなきゃいけなかったわけだけど、まあ、そういう、ね、状態ではなかったしとか、まあ、そういう環境的なこともあるよね、当然。だからイーロンとかさ、すごいポコポコ子供作って、子供みんな作るべきだって言ってるけど、お金ある人みんなそう頑張ってって思う。お金あって何とか雇って、もう優雅に子育てできる人たちはもうどんどんどうぞどうぞいっぱい産んでくれみたいな。
うん。
普通のね、庶民はちょっとそうもいかないから。次。ルール大学ボーフムの研究で合計46万人以上を対象にした長期にわたる調査で得たデータを分析し、生涯にわたる幸福度の増減の傾向を調べました。人生の満足度は9歳から16歳の間に減少した後、70歳まではわずかに上昇し、96歳まで再び減少していました。否定的な感情状態は9歳から22歳まで若干変動した後、60歳までは減少し、それ以降増加していました。
In a study from Ruhr University, Bochum, researchers analyzed data from a long-term study involving some 460,000 participants.In order to examine changes in happiness levels throughout their lives, they found that on average, life satisfaction decreased between the ages of 9 and 16, and then slightly increased until the age of 70, before decreasing again until age 96. Negative emotional states fluctuated between the ages of 9 and 22, and then tended to decrease until age 60, before increasing thereafter.
いや、だから、まあ、これだけ聞くとちょっと分かりにくいんだけど、まあ、人生の広い期間にわたって、まあ、肯定的な傾向ではあるだよね。なので、まあ、良いといえば良いんだけど、人生の満足度がちょっと低下するのはなんか思春期だよね。で、まあ、成人してくるとまた満足度が上がる。逆に75歳以上とか、うん、いわゆる後期高齢者になってくると全部の要素が悪化していく傾向にあって、理由としては身体能力が低下したり、健康状態が悪化したり、社会的接触が減少したりとか、そういうのが重なってくるのでっていう。
There's probably
a
significant, I mean, to reference the previous subject, but there's probably a significant difference here in this happiness over time graph, depending on whether you have children or not. And I think, you know, if you compare people who, the number of people who regret having children versus the number of people who regret not having children, I think it's pretty significant difference there. But I remember seeing, sometimes this is a theme on Japanese TV, but this reporter like walked up to some old guy, and I guess this is a common story now, but he was like sitting in his ketora, and the reporter asked him like what his life story was and what he was doing. And he said that he didn't have any children or family. It was just him. And so he just does his job and is, I guess he's just waiting until he dies or something, you know, like it was pretty,
grim,
but you know, if you're just old and you're sick, you're not going to be that healthy if you're that old, no matter what. But
I think about this a lot lately.
What it's going to be like when you're like 70?
No, like this might be my peak, みたいな. Like peak happiness. ってめっちゃ思ってすっごい考える最近.
I think for our generation, probably that's true.
Like, my mom died at 60, right? So that really put me into perspective, like, okay, maybe I might die around the same time. And so 考えると、もう人生折り返してる感がすごいっていうか、まあ子供産んでからそういう感じ、なんか自分がすごい年取ったような感覚があって、だから、もしかして今がピークなのでは、みたいな、その、 家族がいて、子供も元気で、ピュアで可愛くて、家があって、仕事があって、3人とも健康で、それがすごいミラクルなんではないかみたいな風に感じるのがすごい頻繁にあって、なんかそれは、いいことではある一方、ある意味すごい悲観的な見方でもあるじゃん。だから、まあこの研究はある意味ありがたいっていうか、 まだ上がるのかなって思えればいいことだよね、それは。
A lot of people have tried to figure out, you know,
すごいネガティブな人みたいだけど、なんか別にそれですごい陰鬱とした気持ちになって日々を過ごしてるとかいうわけじゃないんだけど、ふとそうやって思うときない？今がピークだったらどうしようってわけでもないけど、
Well,
その可能性あるみたいな。
We kind of touched on this last week with the sort of final regrets on your deathbed topic. I don't remember if that was exactly the topic, but I think people are pretty different on how they process the past, and I tend to have gratitude for even bad things that have happened to me because it's kind of, you know, that's what made me who I am, right? And, you know, if you really don't like your current situation, then maybe it's hard to have that kind of, what do you call it? Kekorai. What do you call that in English? Like,
yeah.
You know, you embrace the result, right?
Yeah.
And so I hope that I can keep doing that, you know, like, I don't know if you, once you're like 50, 60, 70 years old, can you still have that mindset, you know, of embracing the good and bad things that, you know, you go through. It's like this mentality of, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, or, you know, you win or you learn, right? There's no losing. You know, just straight up losing. Like, you always learn something from every experience.
Unless you just die from it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the what doesn't kill you makes you stronger thing, right? If it kills you, then, you know, that's not good.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I saw it happen. I mean, you get sick and you just die from it, and you really die from it. And I think it sort of gave me this, like, not necessarily pessimistic, but this, like, facing the reality type situation. Like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's like what it means to be alive, right? It's just facing reality, like, in many different ways. And there's always this, like, I knew this could happen to, like, other people, you know, like, this situation,
so now I think,
like, exists out there. Yeah. But, like, you know, not your own life. Right. And so this, like, you know, there's this shock. Like, I think the way people understand and interface with reality is, like, the sanity part is more fragile than we think, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, how we process the world, it seems like such a normal thing to have some grasp on what the world is and what you should be doing within it. But that can be very easily disrupted in a way where suddenly you don't know what your purpose is, or you don't know why you were doing what you were doing, or you don't know what you're supposed to do next, or, like, what's going on just in general, or what's important, you know? And, you know, you can latch on to one of a billion different things. You know, you could just start studying the retinas of Komodo dragons or something, and that's just all you're into. But
yeah, it's nice to hang out with a five-year-old Tsutokini. Like, he's just taking one day at a time, and he's so happy and curious and excited about tiny things. And and it's nice to see this study, because according to this, 70歳までは...
70歳までは大丈夫. Oh, what is this slump between 70 and, like, 96? I guess once you make it to 96, you're just like what?
Fuck
what?
It.
No, one thing that's interesting is I've noticed that people up to even as old as 60 or 70 have told me that they don't feel like they're old. Like, in their mind, you know, they know that they're old, but, you know, as they get older, they're like, I can't believe that I'm 67 years old. Like, that's insane. And, you know, they feel like they're still, you know, 25 or whatever.
Yeah. それもわかるよね、全然でも。
I don't think everyone's like that. I think some people, you know, they're like 40 and they feel like they're 75, or but I think there are people who are, let's say, 18 or 20 or whatever, and they feel much older because the things they're interested in seem like things that
you know, the meme, oh, what's his name? Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, のさ、
yeah.
あの、なんか有名なポッドキャストかラジオかの、You've seen it, right? The video of him
of
complaining
what?
About how immature all of his friends are.
No, I haven't. I don't watch Jaden Smith videos.
He's like, it's so famous because he's like, he's just complaining, and he's like, don't you want to talk about the state of the, you know, what does he say? Like, the climate change or country, like, political situation or whatever. It's like, oh, all of my friends, like, none of them care, and blah blah blah. and he's acting so mature, but then everything he's saying is such a teenager thing to say. Do you know what I mean? Like how they're, he's acting.
Like, yeah. Like once, if you're, to generalize males, but there's this energy once you turn like 16, mm-hmm. and it lasts until you're about 24. But 16 to 24 male,
yeah,
is like, you know what the fuck's going on, and you have faster reflexes, you're smarter, like your head, like you have no idea how much you mm-hmm. don't know. You have no clue.
Yeah.
And it's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, you know, teenagers know everything. Teenagers yeah. and maybe college kids, like halfway through, they know everything.
And they're not worried about bad things happening.
No, and it's great, you know. But yeah. it's cute, you know. 大人から見るとさ, he was like, don't they want to talk about political and economic state of the world? Jesus! It's like, haha, you're cute.
Who cares about that when like eyes aren't real or whatever he said?
Eyes aren't real. What?
Yeah, isn't that his famous?
I don't know.
Pearl of wisdom that he said, like, how can mirrors be real if eyes aren't real, or something like
that. どういうこと? 次.
Last week on Wednesday, a new video went viral showing a group of fully autonomous cruise robo-taxis getting stuck at an intersection in Austin, Texas, causing gridlock. Cruise has since issued this statement. We prioritize safety in everything we do. It was a crowded, challenging environment, and there was no pedestrian, vehicle, or property damage. We fully recognize the inconvenience, and we've taken proactive measures to relieve the crowding in the area. According to witnesses, the buildup of robotaxis occurred following an event on the UT campus, leading many drunk college kids to request rides to the other side of campus. Some people have raised concerns, stating that such autonomous vehicles are a nuisance and a public hazard. And some videos online show people putting traffic cones over the LiDAR sensors, disabling the vehicles in their place.
先週水曜日、クルーズ社の無人タクシーがテキサス州オースティンの交差点で立ち往生し、渋滞を引き起こしている動画が拡散されました。クルーズ社は声明を発表し、私たちはすべてにおいて安全を最優先しています。混雑した困難な環境の中でしたが、歩行者、車両、物的な損害はありませんでした。ご迷惑をおかけしたことは十分認識しており、周辺の混雑を緩和するため積極的な対策を講じました、と述べています。複数の目撃者によると、大学の敷地内で開催されていたイベントが終了後、多くの酔っ払った大学生が同じ場所で一斉に配車をリクエストしたため、無人タクシーが集結し、詰まってしまったとのことです。ネット上では一部の人々がこのような完全自動運転の無人車は迷惑で公共にとって危険であると懸念を示しており、道路上のコーンを無人タクシーのライダーセンサーにかぶせて車両を無効にしている動画も拡散されています。うん、
yep.
なんか救急車の話もあるよね、クルーズの。
うん、that was a different incident, but yeah.
うん、それもなんかその会社が言ってることとファイアディパーメントかどっかが言ってることがちょっと違ってて、何が実際あったのかよく分かんなかったけど。
You mean about that other event? That was some time ago, right? Is that months ago?
Like earlier this month くらいだったかな。 救急車の前にいてすぐどいてくれなかったみたいな。ただ、まあ、その動画が公開されてないんだけど、なぜかそのクルーズ社はいやそんなことはないみたいなこと言ってんだけど、よくわかんない。
Did you see this video?
うん。
What'd you think?
めっちゃいっぱいいたね。でもすごい使ってんだね、みんな。
Yeah.
それぐらい。
So I'm still in Arizona, and they have a bunch of those here. here also.
Hmm.
And I see them driving around and...
これってさ、Uber みたいに友人のやつよりこっちの方が安いとかあんの？
I'm assuming it is. I haven't actually ridden it. You know, I will try to ride one of these. I can talk about it later. I'll let you know how it is. But they seem... I haven't seen any causing problems. And they're everywhere. But...The main issue is there's no way for even authorities to communicate with these things、
mm.
unless they go through Cruise or Waymo's headquarters、mm-hmm. and they can remotely control the vehicle and move it or do whatever they need to do.、
right.
But if you just talk to the car or, you know, a police officer starts yelling at the car, it's not going to respond.
うん、なんかそういう動画あったよね前に止まれみたいな言ってるけど逃げてるわけじゃないんだろうけどそのまま行っちゃってるみたいな、でおまわりさんがさ追いかけてるけど無視みたいな、
I think this is a pretty interesting like disruption by technology、
うん、
and this has been expanding
過渡期感があるよね
It's been expanding to more cities over time. And I think、mm. there are probably over 1,000 of these vehicles now operating in the U.S.
Wow.、
they are in San Francisco and Austin and Phoenix and L.A.、
Mm.
Those are the cities that have sort of embraced...this as early adopters and obviously the early adopters are going to get kind of the worst deal in terms of how disruptive it is and the learning curve is going to happen in these places, right?
うん。確かにこうやっていっぱい来て詰まっちゃうと人間が乗ってればね誰かがこう誘導してくれたりとかしてどうにかできるかもしれないけど。
Well, oftentimes there is a human inside, but they can't control the vehicle. They're sitting in the back. Like, the vehicle still has a steering wheel, but I don't think they let anyone use it. So
if something happens, people just have to wait.
So I saw a few videos of...reporters and various people trying this service、
mm.
and so rather than being pure AI like the Tesla full self-driving system, these systems have many hard-coded rules and they use LiDAR technology for their collision avoidance、mm. And they have high-definition maps of the roads and things like that. But any unusual situations with construction and strange pedestrian behavior, the cars tend to just wait.
Mm.
And sometimes they get confused. Mm. And so then the headquarters are monitoring these vehicles. And so if something's mm-hmm. wrong...a human will take over the car and、mm. like maneuver it, you know, for、wow. these extreme edge cases. I don't know where these remote drivers are located or what, but
面白いね。
So where they can drive is quite limited.
Ah, okay.
And it seems that they don't necessarily go where you want exactly. So、mm. it'll drive you close to where you want to go.And then you have to like walk 5 minutes or something.
It must be much cheaper than Uber then. Because
I would assume so.
It doesn't really make sense, right? Mm.
So Uber is partnering with one of the two. Like Uber used to have their own like autonomous driving thing. But they had the accident where they like one of their cars killed someone. It was the first time that an autonomous vehicle had killed a person. The only time, I think.
Oh, gosh. Okay. How did that happen?
I think that was in Arizona, and there was a human supervising the vehicle, but the human driver like wasn't paying attention. And then the autonomous car just ran over some lady. It was like I'm pretty sure it's Uber, but I don't want to like, I also don't want to get that wrong because it's like,
yeah,
not good. But, yeah. Mm. So now it's just Cruise and Waymo. And, I don't know. I'll try writing one, but it's kind of looks a little bit sketchy, but these systems have driven over 1 million miles.
Hmm.
And no one has died
hmm.
with these systems. And in February, Waymo published a report. Waymo's the, I think I said Google, but it's Alphabet now. In their report, they said there were 18 minor and 2 major contact events in 1 million miles of operation.
Hmm.
No reported injuries, no contact at intersections, and no contact with vulnerable road users.
Mm.
Other vehicle at fault in all vehicle-to-vehicle contacts.
Hmm. 全体的に見たらこっちの方が絶対安全だもんね。人が運転するよりはきっと。
Yeah.
ただ、ロンドンとか、だとどうなるんだろう。なんかさ、こっちってその横断歩道なんだけど 100% 歩行者優先の横断歩道があるのね。
うん。
だ信号がついてないの。で黄色いライトみたいなのがチカチカしてて、
うん、
その歩行者はもういつでも渡っていいわけ。
うん。
だから人がいたら車は絶対止まんないといけないんだけど、それを渡るときに。その車の運転手と絶対目を合わせるわけじゃん。止まるよねっていう。で、うん、運転してる人も止まるよどうぞって顔してこっち見てるわけ、
うん、
そこであちゃんと止まるなって判断して渡れるわけだけど、それが無人になるとなんとなく不気味さがあるよね。多分本当に止まるよね、止まって見えてるよね私のことみたいな、渡り終わるまで動きませんよねっていうのがさ、無人だと分かんないから怖さはちょっとありそうだなとは思うけど、普通の信号だったらね、うん、平気だと思うけど。
There are probably some people that are trying to get run over by these cars, you know.
ああ、ちょっとテストする意味で。
No, no, for like a lawsuit thing, you know.
Ah, so you know,
that's like extremely common in some parts of the world、
mm.
and might even be slightly prevalent in even very developed parts of the world. But there are these people that like sort of dive on the hood of the car and dramatically roll、mm. sort of like sakka senshu, and then they're like, oh, you know?
Yeah, atariya って言うんだよ。
Hmm.
引いたなっていうやつね。
Yeah, there used to be...
確かにやる人いそうだよね。アメリカだったら特にね、なんか訴えて勝ったらもう何十億円とかもらえそうみたいな。
Mm. There was a tactic that was somewhat common in like the early 2000s where two cars would sandwich another car, one in front, one in back.And the person driving behind would like honk their horn. And then when the person driving in front of that, the middle car, hears the horn honk, they slam on the brakes. And so the person in the middle hears the honk and like looks in the rear view or looks behind them and then rear ends the car in front.
Hmm.
And now it's like their fault, you hmm. know, because they weren't paying attention or whatever. Right. And then, so it's like this...There's like this weird scheme to get money that way. Probably wouldn't work on one of these cars, but Have you heard of a NIMBY? N-I-M-B-Y?
No.
So I guess there's NIMBYs. And I don't know if how I don't know how common this term is, but NIMBY stands for not in my backyard.
Okay.
And it's people who like get proactive when something's going on in their neighborhood that they don't like.
Oh, すごい、めっちゃある。 How NIMBYism is hindering
NIMBYism.
Yeah, Britain's NIMBY homeowners.
Yeah.
Hey.
So is this term is used even over there, I guess.
Net zero NIMBYs.
Not in my backyard. So like they don't own the land there where the thing is happening, but they're a local and it sort of becomes their life's work to resist, you know, the bird scooters or whatever it is that's ruining, you know, the town.
Ah, 日本もすごい話題になってたよね。スクーターすごい事故がありますみたいな。
Like,
なんか免許なしで乗れるようにしたじゃん。
Oh, right. Wait, there's no helmets, right? No helmet? But 自転車 you need a helmet? なんだっけ？
なのかな？てか、イギリスですらもさ、免許ないと本当は乗っちゃいけないのに。なんで日本はそんな急に緩くしたんだろうね、あれ。
Some,
普通にめっちゃ危ないと思うけど。
Some solid lobbying.
ね。
I found out last week that those like Dendo Kikubodo, they have been around for like 106 years or something. And there's pictures and video of people riding Dendo Kikubodo around like before World War One or something. And I'm watching it, I'm like, what? I thought this was like such a futuristic thing we were doing, you know? Getting on this Kikubodo and flying around. I think it was called Autoped or something.
本当だ。
Do you see it? Is it Autoped?
わ、本当だ。 1916 とか。
Yeah, 1916.
え、でも本当かな？
本当だよ。
Is this real?
Yeah. Are you seeing a video of them riding it around?
No, there's a photo.
There's actually videos of like Mary Poppins riding Dendo Kikubodo in like 1916.
Petrol engine scooter.
Yeah, so they were gasoline powered at first. And then some other company bought Autoped and made like an electric version. But like this thing, you know, actually, I think the 1916 version might be better. Doesn't it look nicer?
なんかもうちょい車っぽいっていうか。
It has larger tires.
Yeah.
It looks more comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you think people were leaving them everywhere back then? Probably not.
わかんない。高かったんじゃないの？すごい。
But doesn't that seem like something... I don't know. It just doesn't really... Isn't that really unexpected?
E-scooters are 100 times more dangerous than bicycle.
Yeah, they probably knew
that. でしょうね。でしょうね、確か。デザイン的にさ、もう、そりゃそうでしょって感じだけど。次。
Earlier this month, Southwest Airlines discovered that one of their planes contained counterfeit parts which do not belong. According to the FAA, a company called AOG Technics falsified paperwork to sell unapproved parts for commercial aircraft maintenance and repair. United and American Airlines also found illegitimate parts sourced from AOG Technics. Globally, these parts have been found in around 100 aircraft so far. AOG Technics, which is based in London, appears to have shut down and taken their LinkedIn and website offline.
今月上旬、サウスウェスト航空が自社の航空機のエンジンに偽の部品が使われていたことを発見しました。アメリカ連邦航空局によると、その後の調べで、ロンドンを拠点とする AOG Technics という企業が認証書類を偽造し、民間航空機の整備や修理用に未認証の部品を販売していたことが発覚しています。ユナイテッド航空とアメリカン航空も AOG Technics から部品を調達しており、同様に偽の部品が発見され、こうした部品は現在までに約100機のエンジンで見つかっています。AOG Technics はリンクトインとウェブサイトを閉鎖しています。
うん。
すごい、なんでこんなことになったの？
Well, I mean, AOG Technics found a way to do the paperwork unofficially. So, you know, fraud.
Who does that? すごくない?
I'm surprised they're based in London. Can you like walk over there and be like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing?
喋りに行く。ね、どこにあるんだろう?
I found it on Google Maps, and a lot of people have left reviews.
本当だ、1になってる。レビューが1になっちゃってる。
Yeah, and like one star, like this company.
あ、でもこんないいとこにあるの? The Goring のとこじゃん、ホテル。
Mm. I wonder if their office is still there, or if their office ever was actually there.
ね、本当にあったのかな、こんなとこに。それすらも疑いたくなるよね。だってもう本当バッキンガムパレスのすぐそこだよ。
うん。Yeah, maybe there's some, I don't know, MI6 or not MI6. What's the FBI over there called?
MI6? MI...
Isn't MI6 more intelligence than...Like federal crime?
MI5?
Oh.
Yeah, 5 だよね。MI, yeah.
6 is more like CIA.
James Bond.
yeah.
本当にここにあったのかな？本当、バッキンガムパレスね、多分これ徒歩5分ぐらいだよ。
Hmm. じゃあ今度行ってみて。
行ってどうすの?
I'll ride the Waymo. You go to AOG Technics. So I look for other examples of incidents like this, and this issue of sort of a fraudulent supplier has happened at fairly large scale.For various Department of Defense projects, but not so much in commercial aviation. There were a few cases where there were unapproved, like bearings, unapproved, like small parts that aren't really specialized. But...This is probably the most concerning example so far in commercial aviation.
ね、ね、エンジンでしょ、しかも。
And it's not like the part is, you know, made of Play-Doh or something. Like it is,
yeah.
It is the part, but it's not an approved part. We don't know. Like they need to be quite sure of the sourcing of this part, make sure that the appropriate...You know, quality control and testing has been done, you know. So far we don't know, like they don't think that any accidents have resulted from this, but they likely will be changing those parts in those aircraft to approved parts.
まあそうだよね。I mean, why would you forged this? I don't really understand it.
Well, it's more expensive to have the approved part. You know, like when you go to the drugstore, you can get the generic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but like, バレないと思ったのかね、絶対。でもこれ分かったのがすごいよね、逆に。
うん。
なんで分かったの、まず。
I don't know if they've said exactly. There's surprisingly little information on this so far, but I think it's, you know, there's an investigation and information kind of needs to be official, and I'm sure there's some hesitancy due to, you know, it could cause unnecessary fear in, you know, among prospective passengers. Right, right. So it's sort of, you know, it's like, oh, I'm on an airplane. It might have, you know, some unapproved part on it. You know, great. I can be nervous for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stuff happens. Like that woman whose head was like sucked out the side of the plane or whatever. I don't know if you remember that. Like there have been these sort of high profile incidents with aircraft. Okay. Like it's very rare for something to go wrong. Right. Mm-hmm. But if something goes wrong and people take video, you know, it can be quite dramatic. So
yeah.
You've seen the videos of like jet engines like shredding themselves to pieces, right?
No.
No?
I've seen the picture of that boy falling from the aircraft. Oh. Famous photo, but
I haven't seen that.
Oh.
I don't think I want to see that one.
We're on different internets.
Different algorithms. Well, you should check out some disintegrating jet engines.
Okay.
You know,
it's.
You can kind of see, you can see a lot of like how the engine works and what the failure mode is. And unnecessarily worry about your next flight.
そうね。
うん。
Yeah. Are you going back to Japan soon?
Yeah, I'm planning to get on one of these planes that.
そうだよね。まさにユナイテッドとかなんじゃないの？
Like, does it make sense for me to avoid these specific airlines, you think?
I don't think so, but
I should get a discount, right? If I fly on like United or American, it's like, oh, there's a non-zero chance that, you know, we have like a fake bearing
part. In, yeah.
You know, our landing gear or something, you know, like should be a discount. I wonder if this, it seems like this would depress the ticket prices for these airlines specifically.
どうなんだろうね。でもこれあんまり気づいてないんじゃない、みんな。そんな。
There are a lot of people that are totally fine with flying, but if there's even the slightest reason why it might be dangerous, they're going to change their flight, right? Are you not like that?
Like what?
Like this story. If it was United or, you know, some other airline and there was the other flight, the other ticket costs $100 more, which one are you flying on? Let's say one ticket is $1,000, the other ticket's $1,100.
Well, if I haven't bought it yet, maybe, but if I've already bought it and if I'm, let's say I'm flying tomorrow, then I'll be like, yeah, I mean, it should be fine.
Well, yeah. If you're flying tomorrow and you've already bought it, but I'm saying,
yeah, like I'm not going to be like, let's say you're flying
because I might actually be in this situation. Let's say you're flying next week.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it.
But... So you wouldn't pay the extra 10% to get an airplane that has all the legitimate parts?
I mean, I would assume that they would do all the necessary checks and I would trust them, I guess.
Who knows what other falsified paperwork is out there and, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right? Maybe there are other companies that have been selling other fake parts in other part of the airplane and we just don't know it. And I don't know.
Wait, so you'd get the cheaper ticket for $1,000 and get, well, if you have to, you know, buy one right now, like what would you?
てかもともとあのユナイテッドとアメリカンは避けたい。
Well, yeah.
アメリカのエアラインは基本的に避けたい。
Delta too?
Delta も。
What about Continental?
なんでもいいんだけど、アメリカのエアラインあまり好きじゃない。
None of them are good? None of them are good?
Aren't they all the same?
No, there's like extra bad ones.
Okay. でもデルタとか結構嫌な思い出というかイメージ。
I was on Delta once and my tray table couldn't, like it didn't work. I couldn't use it.
Okay.
So I had to like hold my food in the air.
つら。つらい。
And they couldn't give me a different seat or anything. So I was just, I couldn't put my laptop anywhere. Like they're not having the tray table is like crazy. But they gave me a whole bunch of points.
Okay. And well, that's good, I guess, at least.
And I've never flown Delta since then. So I've never used it.
なんかやっぱご飯が謎なものが多い印象しかない。アメリカのエアライン。It's like, what is this? みたいな。なんかその味とか以前に、その、この、これは何なんだろうみたいな。
Yeah.
謎のメニューっていうか。And it's all mushy and...
It's so mushy and weird and...Like, it'll be like egg on rice, but the egg is slimy, and it's like, where is the slime coming from?
アメリカでも食べたことないようなものが出てくるじゃん。なんかこれは、何なんだろうみたいな。So, yeah.
I think Japanese food on the plane is a mistake, actually. It, like, doesn't come out right. On the flight over here, I ordered, like, katsudon.
What airline was it? Nihon no?
Zip Air.
Oh, okay.
So it had some cute name. I forget what it was, but I ordered katsudon, and I always like katsudon. Like, even the konbini katsudon it's not nearly as good as, like,a legit one, but for some reason on the plane, like, it was bad. Like it was weirdly, like it's like much worse than the konbini one. I don't know. I feel like Western food is easier to do than a lot of the Japanese food.Unless it's like noodles or something. Like soba they can do, right? Soba is fine.
Yeah. So, ne. I try not to eat much on the plane. だから持ち込みしちゃえばいいんだけどね。日本の空港から出るんだったら、日本、あの空港でお弁当とかめっちゃ売ってるじゃん。お寿司とかも売ってるし。
But I always want warm.
その方が絶対美味しい。
It's the warmness that I want, almost like more than the taste.
But it's just like one dinner, right? one lunch or one dinner.
But I need you want this thing that you can like look forward to in the flight. It's like okay, when we're like 4 hours in or something, this food is going to come out and it's going to be really good. It never is, but.
そうね。何乗ったんだっけな前回 DC の時 I forget まあでもアメリカのなんかエアラインで I think they had this like maybe they had like what was it curry and that was surprisingly okay so I ate that green カレーみたいなのだったのかな I can't remember but it was surprisingly okay and my son got this fried rice which looked like worse than prison food
what fried rice and I, has to be okay no
it was so bad and it looked bad it tasted bad and I was like oh god but my son was surprisingly okay like he ate all of it and I was like oh これちゃんと食べるの偉いと思った I mean I'm not picky usually I'm 別に結構何でもハッピーな方だけどさすがなんかさすがに何が入ってんだこれみたいな感じだった
Have you seen the new Microsoft Windows AI thing? So like the new Windows was announced
and I don't know.
Microsoft has put ChatGPT into everything. It's okay. Like the whole operating system just has like AI all over the place. I think it has Copilot. I don't know if it's the same sort of Copilot people use in programming, but I assume it has that capability as well. But it's like it's so integrated that it's like you open your computer and your computer computes, but it's also this AI assistant, you know, like as much as it is a computer, it's like that level. And I kind of thought that was an interesting approach or.
So it's like your computer is an AI machine.
Yeah, and I think they'll take it further, you know, to the point where, you know, the multimodality is being rolled out now for OpenAI. I don't know if you've seen that, but you can, like, talk to it. It can hear you. It can process images. So that's all rolling out, I guess, in the next few weeks or month or so.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
What do you think of the Osiris Rex? Did you watch that?
No. How was it?
Well, the container with the sample returned from Bennu and landed, and they're going to analyze it. So, the stream itself was not super exciting, if I'm being honest.
あ、そうなの?
Well, I mean, the moment when it like is successfully lands is obviously exciting, but it's like a little package. So apparently remember we talked about the Vikram lander that the India successfully
one.
Landed, but I guess that thing is unresponsive.
あ、え、そうなの?
Yeah. Well, so far. Hopefully it, like, wakes up, but I guess people are pretty pessimistic about it now.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Yeah. It's a little sooner than people were expecting, I guess.
そっか. Okay.文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題バイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください、宿題は冒頭でもお伝えした通りあれ言ったっけ言ったよねディクテーション文法リスニングシャドーイングなどいろんな 問題を毎週出しています。実際の会話を使った教材になっているので、ちょっと他と違うかなと思うのでぜひやってみてください。あとは何、連動自動スクロール、
Is that the right order?
自動連動、連動スクロール、すごい便利すごく便利なのでぜひ使ってみてください。自動的にテキストが音声にマッチしてくれるっていう機能なので、まだ試してない方はぜひ、アプリをダウンロードしてみていただけると助かります。広告を出していないので、皆様のサポートで番組の継続が成り立っています。 BN メンバーシップの皆さん本当にありがとうございます。メンバーに参加してくださる方はサイト、公式サイトから、入れると思うのでぜひやってみてください。
お願いします。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでぜひフォローお願いします。
スレッド Wait, Have you posted on there yet?
一個だけあのウェーブしてる
絵文字を、that was like so long ago. Are people still using?
まあ使ってる人は使ってるんだろうけどね、わかんないね、あんまり。
Have you heard anything about it?
No.
Have you heard anything about Parola? You don't know Parola?
No.
What about Arcturus?
No.
Hmm.
Do you know Dystopia?
The word? What's Dystopia?
No. なんか、あれ日本のなのかな？ソーシャルメディアのやつ。
What is it? Is that a platform?
Twitter みたいな感じだけど、So it's, I mean, it's called Dystopia, but if you write something negative,They will automatically rewrite it. So no one can say hateful stuff on there.
Is it all processed through a language model?
I think so. So if you say something like stupid, it'll be rewritten as wonderful.
What if you say wonderful?
強制的にポジティブに Then it'll stay like that. They won't modify it.
Is this where all the Threads people went, or?
I don't think so. Threads は Threads でやってんだろうけど、あの search 機能がさ、もうついたのかな？なんかずっとなかったよね。今もないかな。The topic で search できないから、それはよくもあるのかな。
Well, you can't. There's no following tab. So if you
search できるようになってる。
Is there a following tab? Because if there's no following tab, it's like not even an app for that does what I would
following
want it to do.
Following tab できたよ。それはもうツイッターと全く一緒になってる。で、サーチできるようになってるわ。
What do you call a post on threads?
ポストじゃない？スレッド、スレッドって書いてある。スレッドを開始って書いてある。So, new thread.
But what if you're responding to a thread? Are you responding to a thread with a thread? Aren't you...
Reply to a thread? わかんない。
Is that reply a post?
日本語だと返信って書いてあるだけだから reply なのかな。よくわかんないね。repost は repost だしね。だから Twitter がそっちに合わせちゃった。
The Instagram store thing was driving me crazy.
Oh yeah.
It's like Instagram is part of Facebook, but the store has been moved to Marketplace. It's like Facebook. なんだっけ。But like Facebook is Meta.
Yeah.
So it's like the Meta marketplace.
Okay.
But the URL is like still Facebook. And so like this renaming difficulty thing, we have several of these going on at the same time.
Yeah.
The first offender was probably Apple and the way they name their products. It just drives everyone insane. But this, and then obviously the Twitter X tweet post thing, but yeah. this Facebook Meta Instagram marketplace thing and the Google Alphabet workspace G Suite. Oh my goodness. There is a small like mental tax to all this.
Yeah, like
rebranding.
この間さ、なんかツイッターがポップアップみたいなの出してきたのね、携帯で。
Mm-hmm.
それを閉じようと思って一番上の真ん中のバツを押したらロゴだったの。
Mm-hmm.
だから何も起きなくて。
You've known about this risk. That might happen, right?
I did. I knew some people were complaining about it, like when they first changed.
Mm-hmm.
ああ、まあそういうのありそうだよなと思ったけど、知ってたのに自分が同じことをしちゃって、クソって思った。だってここに罰ありそうじゃんみたいな、その上のさ、真ん中の押しやすいところにさ、罰だと思うじゃん。
I think that's funny.
罰、紛らわしいんだよと思って。
So a minus sign would also be bad. If there was a company called Minus and their logo was like
とかそう、もうそういうの全部、yeah. マイナスプラス矢印とかさ、
そういうのもやめろ。Square あるじゃん。
Square?
Yeah.
何?
And Square was like a major payment processing. I don't know if their logo was a square, but didn't Jack Dorsey start like a block too?Isn't that...
でもなんか四角はさそん、まあ、プレステとかじゃない限りあんまりこうボタンのイメージないけどやっぱバツとかプラスマイナス矢印とかはやめてほしいよね絶対に
well,
だって押しちゃうもん
Thread also Meta is a bad name because it's like it's such a generic it's like Meta
yeah
Like, I don't really think Alphabet has caught on. I don't really know what the point of that was. Am I going to Alphabet? Like, you say you Google. They still have Google as a service. I'm glad they didn't change that. But...
Alphabeted it.
I alphabeted it. Alphabeted.
Can you alphabet it?
Yeah, that would be rough.
Yeah.
Earlier when I mentioned Arcturus and Parola, those are actually the new names of the COVID strains. The current one is called Parola.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, and I've been testing here and there to see if anyone recognizes.
誰も知らないんじゃない?
And I just want to see how much people care about, you know, BA2.86 Parola.
Yeah.Yeah.
And apparently you don't care at all.
まあその医療関係者の人とかは別としてこう人類全体スピーシーズ的にもう疲れてるでしょその話題は After years so. あでも日本だとまだ検査とかちゃんとしてるよねきっとみんななんかこの間友達があの COVID になっちゃってみたいなことを日本の人は言ってたけどロンドンだと別にテストもしないからみんな知らない間にかかって知らない間に治ってるって感じだけど
There has been some discussion of like returning mandates or masking requirements
んどこで日本で
I think in Europe and in the US
んそうなの
Yeah. And they have a new vaccine, you know, the updated vaccine.
あの、インフルとさ、ガッチャンコするワクチンの話どうなったんだろう?そういえば。
I think the vaccine that's out now is, it's specifically for, it's like an updated coronavirus vaccine.
But they were testing that and I was kind of hoping that that's going to be the thing because...You know, it's easier, right?
Would you get that?
Yeah.
Are you going to get this booster?
I can't get it, so.
Why not?
I'm not eligible.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Why aren't you eligible?
Because I'm not over like 65 or something.
I don't think you have to be over 65 for the new COVID vaccine.
In which country?
I don't know. Is that a UK specific rule?
I think so. I mean, I don't know about other countries, but at least here I'm not eligible.
If you were eligible?
Fourth shot.
Aren't we way past the fourth shot? We're on like shot 8 or something, I think.
日本はね、そう、日本はそうだと思うけど。
If you were eligible, would you go get the COVID booster?
まあ、だからインフルと一緒になってたらそろそろ打ってもいいかなって思うかな。
So you would reject the booster on its own?
まあもう一回ぐらい打っといてもいいのかなって思うけど。しないでしょ。できれば、インフルと一緒にしてほしい。だってインフルは毎年打ってるから私、もうそれとガッチャンコしてほしい。You
don't know people that are getting it around you?
Getting what?
The virus.
いや、なんかわかんない。かかってる人いっぱいいるのかもしれないけど、テストはないっていうかしてないから別にみんな普通に風邪かなって思って終わってんじゃない。でも基本なんか全部それのせいにするかちょいちょいあるよね。そのなんか風がちょっと長引いてるみたいな時とかに、あ、もしかしたら long COVID なのかもねみたいな。全然違うかもしれないけど、とりあえずなんかそういうことにして、あ、じゃあしょうがないかみたいな、自分を納得させるみたいなさ。
You don't think you've gotten it recently? The virus?
いや、わかんない。かかってんのかもしれない。まあ、この間までさ、だからね、風邪ひいて、その後ちょっと急性副鼻腔炎みたいな感じになって、めっちゃ顔が痛かったりとかしたんだけど、 それもさ、別にね、普通の風邪なのかそうじゃないのかわかんないからもう。なんか普通の風邪でもどの種類なのか気にしないのと同じような感じになっちゃったもん。風邪みたいな。何らかの風邪みたいな。Is
that what its status is now, you think? COVID. It's just a cold.
At least here around me, yeah.
Nobody
talks about it, so.
You haven't heard anyone talking about pirola?
No. No.
What does pirola mean?
ね。 そのベータ、デルタとかそういうやつじゃないってことも。 How do you spell that?
P-I-R-O-L-A?
P-I-R-O... Oh, pirola.
Pirola. I think Arcturus was cooler, personally.
Pirola. Pirola variant. The names were taken from astrology or mythology. そうなんだ.
So what does it mean? Pirola.
Combination of the Greek letters pi and rho.
What? They're making up new words for this now?
I guess.
Who's in charge of the
like so the they branding? Follow Omicron in the Greek alphabet. Honto? Nanka minna chigau koto kaiten da kedo. Miku wakannai. でもニュースになってんだ。あれでも unofficially been nicknamed Pirola って書いてある。
What?
Yale Medicine のサイト見ると。
Who's unofficially nicknaming it? And why is everyone, why is everyone using that? Like, what happened? I thought this was like, すごい。 決まってること。
ね、よくわかんないね。
Nickname? Who's nicknaming COVID strains?
わかんない。
I don't know what that means.
ね。It has been given the nickname Pirola by scientists on social media.
Is the lab leak theory like the consensus now for everyone?
え、そうなの?
Around everyone I've talked to is like, oh yeah, it's the lab.
Who are you talking to?
Everyone thinks that in my circles. And anyone that doesn't think it's from the lab is like mocked out of existence at this point. It's like, you think, you believe in the pangolin, like the wet market? Like, they literally have video of the bats and stuff in the lab. And then the guy that tried to whistleblow it. And they deleted all the databases online and all that stuff that you're probably not supposed to say.
でもマリリン・モンローとかエプスティンとかと同じカテゴリ
ー Well, I think the expert consensus in the US is that it came from the lab.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
え?
That's my impression. I could be wrong.
Okay.
There's probably some people out there that's, it's not from the lab, it was the pangolin.Or whatever. But,
ah, 本当だ。FBI はでもそう言ってんだね。
It's from the lab. Isn't it like you weren't allowed to say that in public? And then it's the truth. Like that's a trip.
Well, it is a very sensitive thing, I guess. I mean, it depends on who you are, but to make.
Well, to say the non-truth comment. Is harmful.Not to say the truth, right?
Yeah, but... it is obviously super sensitive, right?
But the people that were saying... That were defending the lab and saying it wasn't the lab had vested interests, had conflicts of interest that were, like, super obvious, you know? So, like, they were involved in funding the lab.
Right.
So...
I mean,
it was weird to take
honest,
their word for it.
To be honest, it's lab leak の方がまあなんていうの自然にこう変なマーケットから広がったよりは怖くないじゃ怖くないのかな。
怖いよ。だって gain of function research.
いや怖いけどなんか
It could be weaponized
本当はでも prevent できたってことでしょ
What do you mean?
そのマーケットから始まられたらもう prevent できないじゃん今後
They didn't
like,
prevent anything
like
It spread across the entire world and killed millions of people
Well yeah, I know but going forward right like in the future
Well, China had already leaked coronavirus multiple times before COVID, right?
What?
So, like, well, I mean, that's well known.
What?
What, you didn't know this? I've said this on this program. China has leaked...Multiple times, you know, I mean, this wasn't the first time that this happened.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
Like by accident or on purpose?
Well, nobody knows for sure the intent part or...whose fault exactly within the lab it was.
Okay.
Presumably it was on accident. But when you have... So there are a lot of conspiracy theories now that are sort of tying the leak, the presumably accidental leak, to, you know, various profit motives at large corporations, mostly in the pharmaceutical industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking something up? Are you looking
up
the previous?
I'm just looking at all the headlines about this, like.
Well, right now there are these two main interpretations of like what happened, right? And these two models are going to have to coalesce. Like that boundary will have to dissolve over time. And so like on the lab theory part, that seems to have happened, and there's been some coming together and consensus established on that part of what happened. You know, which honestly is, it's progress. It's a great sign, because we don't want large groups of people to have, you know, the opposite interpretation of major world events like this. It causes a lot of stress and tension and finger pointing and arguments and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And I honestly, like, I'm just speaking from my perspective, what the landscape looks like to me. So it's entirely possible that the majority of people, you know, disagree with the FBI or disagree with the authorities and think that it didn't come from a lab. So,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of debate about the gain of function thing, right? Like, it gain of function or not? And there's still a lot of debate about that. You know, Fauci seems like a really nice guy. He doesn't seem like a bad person. But he testified, you know, before the U.S. government and said that it wasn't gain of function. So there's a lot of debate about, is that true? I don't know. I don't know how long after all of this it will take for us to really figure out and start, you know, for people to start to agree on what happened. So,
right.
Well, it's interesting to sort of check in and see how all of that is evolving over time, I guess.
Yeah.
Parola.
Wait.
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。